he's smart, but he's ignorant. And he's too proud to admit that he doesn't know.
What's going on, Internet? Jamari here. And I'd like to welcome you all back to Black Men Mondays, the personal development podcast geared towards making black men great. I know it's been a while, and we can catch up later, but I want to get started on the show. This week, I want to talk about goals. But don't forget to rate this podcast 5 stars as it helps the show grow. Now, I'm sure we all know what goals are, but for those who are unaware, the textbook definition is the object of a person's ambition or effort or an aim or desired result. Goals are, by far, one of the most important things a black man can have. They are the catalyst to the making of a better man. When you have goals or something to strive for, you start to remove all the negative things in your life because you start to realize that they're actually negative. When you're just going through the motions, you really can't discern good from bad, so you're stuck in the monotony of whatever you're going through. And what do I say at the end of every episode? There's no going back. We can only get better. Now you may be asking, yo, Jamari, why are goals so important to manhood? Well, there are a couple reasons why. Setting goals help you trigger new behaviors, they help you guide your focus, and they help you sustain that momentum in life. Similar to what I said earlier, with goals, you're able to tell what's good and what's bad in your life. For example, if I have a goal to lose 50 pounds over the course of a few months, that requires me to change my eating behaviors. Before setting this goal, I would eat everything under the sun. Chips, cake, pizza, you name it. And at the time, it was fine because it tasted good and I really wasn't striving for anything. With this new weight loss goal, however, in order to meet it, I would need to cut back on all my unhealthy eating habits. What more, with this goal of losing 50 pounds, this just doesn't clean up my eating habits. It also cleans up my focus as well. I don't know about you, but when I don't have any goals, I just feel like I'm wandering, going day by day not knowing what to expect. With goals, however, there's something to look forward to, which will help me stay focused on the topic at hand. Let's say I finally lose that 50 pounds and reach my goals. What's next? Go back to eating pizza and cake again? Of course not. Set a new goal. Look for like-minded individuals that share your passion. Anything to keep that momentum. The one thing we want to avoid is putting in all that work just to stop once we reach a goal. Story time. I remember when I used to just go with the flow with accomplishing things or doing anything, to be honest. I would just attempt something, and if it worked and it stuck, nice. But if it didn't, I really wouldn't pay any mind to it. But in doing that, I felt stagnant, like I really wasn't doing anything with my life. So one day, I was just staring at my whiteboard, and I decided to just get up and start writing down things I wanted to accomplish the next day. It was something small and minute, like making my bed or being in the bed by a certain time. When the next day rolled around, I made my bed and crossed that item off the whiteboard, and I don't know how to explain it, but I felt good. Not because I made my bed, but because I set out to accomplish something, and I did. As time went on, my goals went from making my bed in the morning to achieving fitness and financial milestones. I wrote down back in October of 2020 that I wanted to be 190 pounds by March of 2021. By January of 2021, I was 193 pounds and brolic. More of the story is, write down your goals and actively set out to accomplish them. Nothing beats the satisfaction of crossing it off your whiteboard. At the beginning of every week, I write down 5 or 6 goals I want to accomplish for that week. Whether it be fitness, personal development, or finance related, I write it all down so that I can visualize what needs to be accomplished. Some weeks I accomplish all my goals, in other weeks I can only manage 2 or 3, and that's fine. Goals shouldn't be seen as the last resort or a last resort to form good habits. They should be seen as milestones that will push you further and further in life. So I challenge you, black man, to seek out a whiteboard, a journal, or something to write down your goals on. And they don't have to be grandiose goals like trying to end world hunger. I encourage you all to start small like I did and build off the goals that you will accomplish. There's no going back. We can only get better. I'll see you next week.